media members who just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Tony Shaver. Good morning, Coach Shaver.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You guys open the year with a difficult road swing to Northeastern and Hofstra, and fall by 20 Saturday at Northeastern, but bounce back for an exciting overtime win at Hofstra last night. Before we talk about your season to date, talk about those two games over the last couple of days.
Well, we're on the bus headed home now. It'd be nice to be home. This is a culmination of three road games and five nights for us, and Old Dominion, Northeastern, and Hofstra last night, and to win two of the three of those is a good feeling. We really played very poorly at Northeastern on Saturday. On the other hand, I thought they were really good. They shot the ball exceptionally well. I thought they were the aggressive, confident team to start that ball game, and the difference waking up today versus Sunday morning is quite a big difference. You know, we beat a good team on the road with Hofstra last night, and obviously a exciting game to watch if you're just a fan. The two coaches probably pulling their hair out a little bit, not being able to get stops, but very good offensive team, and you know, I guess we got just enough stops to win the game at the buzzer.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Tony Shaver. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get it for us, Natalie.
Dave Johnson from the Daily Press, your line is open.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Good. Hey, I know you had put had Daniel coming off the bench for a couple games there for a stretch, and I believe you said that you were really impressed by how he handled it, and certainly he seems to be playing awfully well of late. Could you kind of elaborate on that? How did he handle it, and what has made him kind of get his game back?
Turning kids around his bench. I mean, it's just lack of time. But, you know, if you look at his statistics in the first quarter, and it was, you know, it's not what you expect out of his game. If you shoot them about 30% floor, 27 from three, not doing a good job defensively, he's the only one. I'm not singling him out. You know, so he made some lineup adjustments, and I think it was it's a time to sit down and think a little bit about where he stood, what's in left right here as a senior, and he handled it well. I mean, he's I think it was three games he came up against, and those three games he played very well, and it's certainly the right to get back in the starting lineup, and in the last four games or five games he's played very well for us, and not just offensively, but I thought he was the one guy that really defended well for us last night in the Hofstra game.
What were on that final possession yesterday, what were you hoping to get? I assume it wasn't a 25-footer.
Well, no, I mean, that was an option. Daniel was obviously an option for us. We had two other options that were hoped to be available, but they obviously forced him much higher than we would like. But it's a great shot, a fortunate shot, a lucky shot to some extent, but you know, we had had about four balls rattle in and out in the last minute and a half, so maybe the basketball guy just smiled at us on that one, but we'll sure take it.
And to follow that up with the game in Northeastern, which I believe you referred to as laying an egg, to bounce back from that on this road trip you're on and to close with that win yesterday, how important is that to you guys?
Well, it's really important, I think. I mean, now the key for us is to follow up with it. I mean, what this team has not done a good job is to be consistent in its effort. And I'm talking about practice more than games there. But in my mind sitting here today, is a huge development for this club to have enough. Because we always haven't been tough as a ball club, too. To get pounded really at Northeastern on Saturday and travel over here to New York and I think beat a really fine club, in a game where both teams are really good offensively. I'm not sure both teams are good defensively. Has to do something for our confidence and you know, our ability to believe we can win on the road in league play. Thanks. But the key is to pursue with. I mean, to follow up with this thing, you know, not to get back and not practice well tomorrow. And you know, just good teams are consistent, and we haven't been consistent so far.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Tony, during this stretch, you talked about the inconsistency during the non-conference portion of the schedule, but were you able to, do you feel like you've been able to figure some things out or figure out why there was so much inconsistency over the first couple of months?
No, I think the inconsistency comes from of inconsistent performance on a day-to-day basis. It's not, you know, and if you don't practice hard and well every day, you're not going to play well every day. You know, when you get to game day, and this is something this team's having to figure out and learn a little bit. You know, plus our schedule was so difficult. You know, you look at that non-conference schedule, you know, we played at Louisville, we played at Duke, we played at Rhode Island. All three were top 20 teams to start the season. You played at Old Dominion, played at Central Michigan, who's, you know, last time I saw was 9-2. You know, so heck of a schedule. You know, and you do learn a lot about your club during that time. And if we want to compete in this league, we've got to be a more consistent basketball. And we've got to defend better. We spend an awful lot of time on it, but, you know, we do give up a lot of points, it seems like. And part of it's pace. We like to run with the ball. We're not trying to limit possessions of people, but, you know, we couldn't stop Hofstra last night, that's for sure.
You've been through this in this league for quite a while, but what's the toughest part of this season opening stretch of four games in 8 days?
Well, it's a lack of preparation, and I think we're a club that needs to prepare. You know, sometimes lack of preparation leads to the team that's the biggest, strongest, more athletic, and we really need time to prepare, and this schedule doesn't give you that opportunity. You know, our choice, I guess, but we played Old Dominion 2 days before Northeastern. But with our exam schedule, we don't have a lot of choice. You know, with 2 weeks of exams, we have to put games where we can. But so we, you know, we played two conference games, had 1 day to prepare for each team, and we're flying home today. And depending on when we get back, we'll pretty much have 1 day to prepare for Elon on Thursday and 1 day to prepare for Drexel on Saturday. So it's just lack of preparation time is really the hard thing.
Got a couple quick follow-up questions if you'll get those for us, Natalie.
Dave Johnson from the Daily Press, your line is open.
Hey, Tony, I was asking you about Daniel a while ago. I guess Omar was another guy who maybe hadn't been playing quite as well as he normally does. It seemed like yesterday he got back a little bit more in this group. Is that right?
Yeah, I think, you know, Omar looked a little bit more like himself yesterday, which is really nice to see. He too struggled this year. He's had some good moments, but recently in particular has really struggled on the floor for us. And I think, you know, saw a twinkle in his eye last night that looked like the old Omar crew a little bit, and still had some shots that didn't go down for him that normally makes, but very encouraged by what we saw. Our two seniors, I mean, you know, if you're going to be good, your seniors have got to play well. And those guys have struggled at times this year, but hopefully are beginning to play at the top of their game, I hope.
And just kind of a off-the-wall question, what did you guys do Saturday night after to ring in the new year?
I guess pouted about how badly we got beat. We actually had a team meeting that night and went over some things, and we had a good dinner for the guys, and went to bed at 11 o'clock. We had a curfew for them because we were playing. So I don't know how many actually saw the ball drop, but this old fella didn't right here.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Alex Riley from the Wilmington Star News, your line is open.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
To follow up on that question a little bit back about the scheduling and the inability to prepare, we kind of asked Kevin after last night's game here in Wilmington that same kind of question. And to follow up on that, is there anything as a coach that you would like to see change as far as the conference scheduling? Could we, you know, push the tournament back a week to give a little more time? Is there anything you'd like to see change with that in mind?
Excuse me. Well, I know the league's looking into all that, and moving the tournament back a week obviously lessens the need to play as many games quickly as we do right now. I know there's a facility question there. There's also the fact that, you know, we are one of the first conferences to have a tournament, which brings some publicity to it. But I don't like to... Thursday, Saturday. I never have liked it. I've always voiced my opinion on that, but I don't like the Thursday, Saturday schedule at all. But you know, my vote's small, and I guess, but it makes it tough. I think it hurts our conference. I think it hurts our games a little bit. And I you know, there's some argument less class time and it costs less. I feel just the opposite for our program. I think we miss more class time because we generally would drive back after a game and be there for the class the next day. You know, now we're leaving on Wednesday and missing part of that day. You miss all Thursday, you miss all Friday, and you know, so I just feel different than a lot of people, I guess. But it's you know, from a coaching perspective, it's just the lack of preparation time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, Tony, thanks for your time today, and look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Okay, Rob, take care.
All right, thank you.